today.
Again, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the calls. Let's talk to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Last hour, y'all were talking about ethanol, and y'all went through several different fallacies I wanted to straighten up.
Okay, great.
Good.
Okay, first of all, there's no way possible that corn ethanol can solve our energy problems in America.
I don't think we said it did.
No, you said it had the potential to, and here's why it doesn't. If every single corn crop in America was set to just make ethanol, that would only provide about 13% of our energy needs.
Okay.
There's no way it's possible. The only country that's sustainable on ethanol is Brazil, and that's because sugarcane, which they make it out of, is practically a weed there.
So this is nothing more than a subsidy, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, you got to keep in mind, most people don't realize that the corn lobby is one of the most, probably the most powerful lobby in Washington.
Is Archer Daniels Midland involved in corn?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
They do a lot of ethanol. But you think about it. Try and find a consumer product that doesn't either contain corn or use it in its production.
Oh, yeah, it's tremendous.
Everything. Now, another thing is, ethanol is not cheaper either. You know, it comes out to about 85% of the cost per gallon of gasoline, right?
Wow.
Now,
that's before taxes, right?
Right. It comes out to slightly less, but it has less energy density as well, so you lose miles per gallon.
Ah.
It comes out roughly the same as far as cost. It just doesn't work. I mean, we definitely need to get rid of our oil dependency, but ethanol's not the answer at all.
It's just a government boondoggle. They're trying to make themselves look like they're doing something when all they're doing is just subsidizing the corn industry.
Yes, and like I said, the corn lobby is probably more powerful than the tobacco or oil lobbies. I mean, there's too much at stake for them.
It's just that nobody thinks they're a bad guy, right? Nobody's targeting them.
Exactly. That's why you don't hear about them.
Now, we've talked about in the past on the show, I believe Johnson brought it up, I'm certain Johnson brought it up, about a device that you can put on your car that'll inject hydrogen into the fuel mixture and therefore make your car run like 40%, on 40% the fuel or 60% of the fuel or something like that. And that seems like a real, that seems like something that'll work. It's about a $3,500 gizmo that you add to the car. And obviously,
hydrogen doesn't work either.
That's not hydrogen. This isn't hydrogen in the same way.
Now, either way, hydrogen takes more energy to produce than you get out of it as a fuel because it doesn't exist in nature.
Okay, I don't know enough about it to be able to make the arguments. So,
in order to produce hydrogen, you have to separate it from anything it's bonded to because it doesn't exist in its free form in the atmosphere, in the environment at all. And it takes so much energy to produce that hydrogen. It's just a good way of storing energy, yes, but of getting it, no, you've got to use so much just to get the energy out of it.
Very good, Ryan. Any other thoughts?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the expertise. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about last hour, at the end of the hour, was that you're going to see prices of ice cream go up. You're going to see all milk products go up. You're going to see anything in regards to corn. Prices are going to go up because of these new ethanol mandates at the gas pump.
And if anybody wants to do any research on what I was just talking about, then go to ihsresearch.com. That's ihsresearch.com.
What's that?
It's about this H2N gen box that'll save a crap load on fuel, supposedly.
Oh, okay, cool. 800-259-9231. I mentioned that, and I was just thinking about this. I didn't know that this was actually something that was worked on at one point, but I guess I'm not surprised that it was. But I mentioned last hour, you know, maybe we'd all be driving nuclear-powered cars now if it weren't for all the subsidies and protectionism that the government gives the oil business. In fact, Ford, in 1958, developed a nuclear-powered concept car.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how developed the nuclear car would be if it wasn't for everybody getting all crazy about nuclear fuel?
Yeah.
I mean, this is some of the safest form of energy production.
It really is.
It's all domestic. You know, there's a lot of good things to be said about nuclear energy.
In fact, Penn and Teller, in their more recent season of their great television show BS, they did a show on nuclear energy, and it was fantastic. they really, I mean, I didn't know that much about it before the show started, because I'd heard all the usual scare stories. Oh, it's nuclear, it's radioactive, it's scary. Well, and no, the marketplace can handle this, you know, pretty safely. In fact, if it weren't for the government mandates that have prevented new power structures, facilities from being constructed in this company since the 1970s, we'd have all sorts of new developments in keeping nuclear power safe.
Right.
But because the government has stepped in and said, no more power plants, then no one's been able to really develop anything new and exciting. They, if they've been able to develop it, they haven't been able to implement it. They haven't been able to test it. They, I mean, it's just, it's a sad, sad situation. Mm-hmm. We'd easily be able to power every square inch of this country with just a few hundred more nuclear power plants scattered about, and we would have no shortage ever in no rolling blackouts, none of that crap. It just wouldn't happen.
And people
with
are
nuclear
just scared
power.
Of it.
Yeah, and they're scared of it for no reason whatsoever. It's just been they've just been propagandized. In fact, let's talk a little bit about power. This is kind of interesting from the International Herald Tribune. Excuse me, that's not where I'm going. I'm going to the New York Times, actually. Gas prices are now rising because of refineries' record failures. Oil refineries across the country have been plagued by a record number of fires, power failures, leaks, spills, and breakdowns this year, causing dozens of them to shut down temporarily or trim production. The disruptions are helping to drive gasoline prices to highs not seen since last summer's records. These mechanical breakdowns, which one analyst likened to an invisible hurricane, have created a bottleneck in domestic energy supplies, helping to push up gasoline prices 50 cents this year to well above $3 a gallon. A third of the country's 150 refineries have reported disruptions to their operations since the beginning of the year, a record, according to analysts. And this story goes on and talks about the terrible things that have been happening, you know, things breaking down, et cetera, et cetera. But, gee, let's see. We haven't been able to build a brand new refinery in America since, a couple of decades. And so is it any surprise that essentially what is antiquated technology is breaking down? It's not holding up to the elements anymore? I mean, that's essentially what's going on here. It says no refineries. The article is not really entirely honest here. It says no refineries have been built in the United States in over 3 decades. 3 decades? That's longer than I've been alive. Because refiners say they're too costly. That's not true.
Well, it's not that the refineries cost too much to build.
Right.
It's that getting around all the government red tape that's been put in the way, all the rules, the mandates, getting people to let you build one in their particular community,
yep,
that kind of thing, that's what's difficult.
Exactly right. So instead, what they've been doing is expanding their existing refineries, because likely they've been grandfathered in under whatever new regulations have been implemented in those 3 decades. The existing refineries are likely grandfathered in and allowed to keep operating in their old capacity. And so they've been allowed, since they've been grandfathered in, to expand the existing refineries. But again, there's still a lot of old infrastructure there. These
Sure.
are things that have been sitting there for 3 decades or more. And is it any surprise that they're just breaking down under the pressure? We can't handle they can't handle the load. This is old, antiquated equipment, and this is what we're relying on for our power in this country? It's insane.
If you continue to drive your Model A Ford every day to and from work, sooner or later, the metal's just going to give out. Even if you repair it, keep it maintained well, and all that other stuff, it's not going to run forever.
In late March, for example, a fire at a large compressor at a BP refinery caused a hydrogen treating unit that removes sulfur from some oil products to shut. That meant BP had to turn off a crude oil unit for early maintenance. 2 weeks later, a brief power disruption damaged another distillation tower, and in July, a third crude oil tower was shut briefly so operators could fix a small leak. Since the first incident, the 405,000 barrels a day refinery has been running at about half its capacity. This isn't like a car you drive to and from work. This is like a car being driven 24 hours a day.
It's true.
And then stopped from time to time to throw a couple of parts in there when some of them break down.
Well,
we can't handle this, man.
It's difficult to make a fitting analogy because the machine was made to run it all day, every day.
Right. But they also, when they were getting into the business, probably thought they'd be able to build some new ones from time to time.
There's no machine that's going to run forever.
Right. You build a new one that can handle more capacity, you flip that sucker on, and then you can do some repairs at your leisure to the old one if you want to keep that up and running. But they're so strapped for production capability, they can't take these things down for very long. Otherwise, the prices are going to skyrocket. It'll be uncompetitive. Blame the government as soon as you see those gas prices going up. It's all their fault.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version waiting for you for free anytime at freetalklive.com. I guess anytime we're live, I suppose, because we're not on if we're not live. Anyway, freetalklive.com. It's totally free.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. D2Z.org.
Coming up, we'll tell you about a 10-year-old that was locked up in jail for apparently no reason whatsoever. But we'll get to that. First to the phones, and Jake in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Jake.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was hearing about you guys talking about ethanol and all that, and there's a lot of things people don't probably realize. I mean, it might be it sounds kind of like a clean way to do things as far as like a fuel source, but I don't think people grasp the fact on how much land we're going to have to grow all the corn just to make the fuel.
Well, we just had Ryan call in from Texas to say even if we could grow all if all the corn we grew went to ethanol, we'd only be able to make like 13% of it. So, I mean, yeah, it's just not possible.
Well, I was going through the channels like about a month ago, and I have to come across Glenn Beck, that show on Headline News there.
Yeah.
And he had a graph up or like a view of the United States, and he had reddened in all of New England, all of New York State, all of Pennsylvania, Maryland, all of D.C., Delaware, basically the entire northeastern section, and said all that land, or just hypothetically, all that land would have to be used to grow just enough corn to make ethanol to supply the country.
It's nuts.
That's a lot of land, and I don't think people understand that it's not feasible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and all it really is just a subsidy to the corn business. That's all it is.
Exactly, and I mean, I see countries like Brazil who are doing it, but they're doing it a different way. I think they're using rice?
Sugarcane.
Sugarcane, okay.
What about hemp? That's what I want to know about. How effective is hemp as far as turning that into fuel?
Yeah, probably good. I really don't know, but I mean, then again, people are going to have the hang-ups of, oh, God, we're powering our cars on weed and all this stuff. And
oh, people need to get the hell over it because hemp is a very, very valuable crop. And as I understand it, it can be grown much, much more dense than corn can.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, but there are people out there who are, you know, if someone said, I have the cure for AIDS, and it's smoking weed, they'd be like, whoa, hey, no, I don't want to do that.
We need to keep the AIDS.
Yeah, people would say that. You know, it's stupid.
Yeah, they've been brainwashed by the government's propaganda, and it's really just sad. And that's a whole other issue, but thank you for the call, Jake. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yet another New Hampshire call, this one listening on WNTK. It's Rich in Newport. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. You just made the argument earlier that LP gas would be unsafe as far as a vehicle blowing up, you know, if it was involved in an accident.
Liquid propane.
Not every
LP.
Accident, but it's my understanding that can happen in some
well,
accidents.
It certainly can happen more easily with a gas tank. You know, being in the LP business, I just wanted to inform you.
Please.
That most tanks that are equipped on an LP gas truck come with safety valves and our double-line tank much more efficiently than a gas tank that's installed on your vehicle.
Now, you're talking about an LP vehicle that runs on LP gas. These are
rare.
Okay. Now, you're saying that a vehicle that runs on LP gas is safer in most wrecks, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Double-line steel tank.
It sounds safe. It's very
rare. I drive
rare
tractor trailer. I run LP.
Now,
you could flip one of these things over on its sides, get it down the road a half a mile, and it won't even puncture the tank.
Now, if by chance, for whatever reason, the tank did get ruptured, the LP gas would then be more volatile.
It'll be more volatile, but the absolute fact is that propane gas boils at 36 degrees below zero.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
So
once it hits the air, it vaporizes.
Right.
It'll tend to freeze faster than it'll find an ignition source.
Okay.
Okay, so the fact of the matter is that any vehicle propelled by propane gas, LP, okay, is much safer than the vehicle you're driving today.
What is it government regulation that has prevented that from becoming a reality in the world?
I think it's more economy than anything else. LP tends not to
LP tends to not what? Your cell phone kind of burped on us there. What?
The gasoline doesn't get the LP doesn't get as the gas mileage that gasoline does.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I gotcha.
But it burns much cleaner. It's better for your engine. You get more life out of your engine.
Huh.
Okay. But it doesn't burn as efficiently as gasoline. And in temperatures like we live in New England, as the colder it gets, you know, you get less reliability out of it.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Appreciate the expertise, Rich, and thank you for the call.
Okay. I just want to let you know, too, diesel fuel falls off from LP as they produce it.
As you produce LP, you make diesel fuel?
You make diesel fuel. It's pretty much free. So for them to charge $3 a gallon for it is insane.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
I love doing this show and having
so
many listeners everywhere because you learn things that you would have never known.
I've learned more in the 5 years we've been doing this show than in my entire, I think, government education system experience.
You know, and it's guys like that. There's experts in everything running around in your daily lives. You just don't get a chance to talk to them about what it is that they're experts in.
Well said.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Let's talk about this 10-year-old boy that was put in jail for several days. What was it over, Mark? What was the allegation?
You know, they're not real clear there, which makes me suspect as to what it's all about. But it's sort of his experience and his mother's experience that makes it all very shocking. This is from it's actually from a blog post. It was sent to me by a listener. It's from sexoffenderissues.blogspot.com. So it says, the title of it is, "Who's the Criminal Here? I'm Just Speechless. Hello, my name's Dion, and my husband is a pediatrician in Lubbock, Texas. My 10-year-old son, now 11, and still not tried for any crime, was falsely accused of a crime and held for 10 days at the Lubbock County Juvenile Justice Center. This is not a TYC facility. I'm not sure what that Texas Youth
Correctional. Yeah.
Correctional, or something like that, facility. It is a state-administered facility nonetheless. While being detained here, my son faced some of the same kinds of abuses suffered by those held at TYC. He was locked in his room for 3 hours at a time for not shutting a door correctly. I'm not sure what that means. And, you know, I guess that when they're, in these little juvenile detention centers, getting locked in a room for 3 hours isn't terrible. On yet another occasion, they turned off his electricity and water. This sounds a little strange. Stripped his bed and took all the letters and pictures off of his wall.
Hmm.
Remember, we're talking about a 10-year-old boy. This could be a little traumatic. My son, who's very small, was hazed repeatedly by the detention officers and was threatened and told not to tell anyone. Now, this rings true to me. I would imagine it's very likely...
As someone who's been in prison?
That people are hazed and these kids are hazed, likely, by the correctional officers there.
Wait, do we know why he was put in the jail?
No, she's not very forthcoming on that particular issue.
800-259-9231. I mean, what could a 10-year-old have done?
Wait until this shocking story comes out.
All right, there's more to come on this. 800-259-9231. Were you ever hazed in any sort of juvenile detention facility? Share your story with us. It's Free Talk Live. We're bringing up anything. You take control.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. The bulletin board system's there. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's totally free, so enjoy those on us, those posts, and get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live has been brought to you and is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Now, we just started a story about a 10-year-old boy who was put into some sort of youth detention hall, some government-administered facility in Texas, right?
Correct.
And we're not sure what the reason was the youth was put in there, but it doesn't matter. I mean, there are certain standards of decorum that should be followed when it comes to administrating justice or administrating a sentence for a young person or for any human being.
Right, for anybody, and then probably a higher standard for young people.
And you say we just started to scratch the surface of this, right? That you mentioned that there were hazings that went on?
Right.
What else?
The woman says, my son...
The guards, not the other prisoners.
Right, my son, who was very small, was hazed repeatedly by detention officers and was threatened and told not to tell anyone.
Of course.
One guard told my son to go to his room, lean against his wall, and get ready for a cavity search.
Oh, dear.
He didn't even... I mean, a 10-year-old? Cavity searches? What? He didn't even know what it was. He was also placed in the middle of their pod by a guard who was pulled out electric clippers and told my son they were shaving his head. He wasn't even allowed his weekly phone call home. When he didn't eat all of his food, they threatened to make him wear a dress. They were these were just a few of the things that we know about. After a little research, I found out in the past 2 years there have been 2 suicides and at least 1 allegation of rape. When I complained to the director, Les Brown, about how my son was treated, and he had me banned from the building as an attempt to muzzle me, I reported the Lubbock County Juvenile Justice Center to the Texas Juvenile Probation Commission, but it took them almost a year to investigate and file a report. This is how the government works. They never police themselves. They always police us.
They protect it themselves is what they do. They close rank.
The report agreed that my son's rights were violated, but not that all of these violations rose to a significant level. The TJPC also agreed that some of these violations and abuse did rise to a level requiring action. However, only 1 individual was disciplined. 1 detention officer received a 3-day suspension. I don't know whether it's paid or not. With no other consequences.
More often than not, they're paid.
To anyone. An unpaid 3-day suspension? I mean, that's a weekend.
For hazings and abuse.
I mean, for telling a little boy he's going to get a 10-year-old boy he's going to get a body cavity search? Telling him he's going to put him in a dress? Come on. Ironically, my husband does many of the physicals for kids entering the STAR program here, so he has heard from other patients about how their kids were mistreated at Juvenile Justice Center and whose parents, like myself, were banned from the premises when they complained. Apparently, the leaders of the Juvenile Justice Centers charged with helping and supervising our kids would rather ignore problems at their sites or, sadder still, disregard the victimization of our children and what they might be going through. I hope the investigation...
Customer satisfaction is not a priority for these people.
Apparently not. I hope the investigation into TYC will lead to other investigations of the institutions that our children are being locked in. The Texas House and Senate members serving the Juvenile Justice and Family Issues and Criminal Justice Committees, respectively, cannot claim ignorance on these issues because we've sent each of them a packet detailing the abuses that occurred in Lubbock. I sent all of them via certified mail and received all the tags back. The only interest I ever received was from my Texas State House member, Carl Essett. Representative Essett does not even serve on these committees, but offered his assistance nonetheless, likely because it was his voter.
Sure.
If you have any way of bringing these abuses to larger, you know, anyway, she wants help. And
good luck.
Well, yeah, good luck with it. But it's just...
The system is just wrong. I mean, the entire basis is backwards. It's not market-based. It's completely arbitrary. It's bureaucracy, just like any other bureaucracy. They're completely unaccountable for the things that they do. They've got... They're pretty much sovereign immunity as far as them making mistakes, or in many cases, not just making mistakes, but just doing wrong things and being awful to people. Very unusual for anyone to be punished. As you said, even the warden himself was protecting his guards in this particular case. They've got no incentive. You know, if it were in a more of a free market system, Mark, then parents would consent to sending their kids to a certain facility, right? They would consent if their child was found, say, you know, vandalizing something somewhere, and for whatever reason it was suggested that they go to some home and get some help. The parents would be likely a party to that process, and if their son wasn't being rehabilitated in the way that they thought that he should be, or in the way that they were promised that he would be, mm-hmm. It'd be a breach of contract. They'd be able to go in there and reclaim their son at any time they wanted to and say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We'll take our son elsewhere. We'll take him to a place that actually treats him like another human being and respects him. But that's just not an option with a government system. You take what you get.
So you're saying something like a situation where a judge would mete out a sentence, say the kid got, 60 days in jail. Then there would be facilities out there called jails, and parents would have the choice of sending them to whichever jail they felt would be the best one for their child?
That's in a more jail-based society. I personally don't think we would really have that in a more free market situation. I think that you would just simply find that restitution would be necessary, and if the child seemed as though he would not ever pay restitution or was very against that sort of a concept, then jail would probably come into the picture. Then some sort of coercion would come in. But if the child could work it off by mowing lawns or something like that, then it would make more sense to keep the child free. So I don't think jail would be the first option. Mm-hmm. But if indeed that were the option, then you'd have these different centers competing for the young people. They'd be valuable to them.
I think restitution is a really great system. If a child steals, damages property, hurts somebody, when it comes to making them give restitution, they have to think about it. When they're doing that labor, whatever it takes to earn that money, mm-hmm. they have to think about what they've done during that time. These institutions that we've created, to punish people, I'm not sure that they seem to have created an industry for themselves. A lot of jails out there, and I'm talking about adult jails now. I've switched tracks. A lot of jails have industries attached to them. They'll manufacture things. They'll have this cheap, reliable inmate labor that they use. That sounds very dangerous to me. When you have an industry that's paying the prison system for the use of their convict labor and paying the convict labor some pittance, and then the institution takes some money from that for housing the inmates, so they get money from the inmates. They get money from both sides, the manufacturer and the inmates. Then they have an incentive to keep people in longer. They have an incentive. The judicial system itself has an incentive to send more people to these labor camps. It's right. A scenario.
If it were just the prisons that wanted to fill themselves, they wouldn't be able to. They have to have a zealous prosecutor out there, a bunch of zealous prosecutors to charge a bunch of people with crappy crimes like, smoking joints and that sort of thing in order to fill the prisons in the first place. So, yes, you're right, Mark. It's certainly it's not a good thing, the situation that we have today. It could be improved if we were more restitution-based society and if we didn't have all these victimless crimes with which to fill the prisons with. If it weren't for all the victimless crime laws against drugs and prostitution and things like that, not that prostitutes are going to work camps, but my point remains, a tremendous percentage of prison population are victimless criminals. And if it weren't for all of those
mostly
laws...
Mostly drugs.
That's correct. If it weren't for all those laws, things would be a lot different.
I've heard numbers like 85% of crimes are drug related. Now that doesn't mean that they're all.
You mean actual crimes, like
actual crimes.
Property is being damaged, someone's being harmed.
Crimes. 85% of people who are in prison are in there for some kind of drug related offense.
Be it
possession of some drug, sales of some drug, trafficking some drug, or breaking into someone's home to get money for drugs, breaking into businesses to get money for drugs, holding people up to get money for drugs, all these things. If drugs are legal, it's likely that we could see a huge reduction in crime. I'm not going to say 85%, but
it'd be tremendous.
You could see 50.
It'd be overnight, too.
It would.
800-259-9231, your prison experiences, or how would you change the system?
And when I say legalized drugs, I'm wrong. Re-legalized drugs, because all drugs were legal at the turn of the 1900s.
Totally true. How would you change the system? You share your vision with us. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The feature's there for free. Though if you'd like to support the show, maybe you should bid on our auction at auction.freetalklive.com. It's an auction for the fourth banner on our website. You get it site-wide for an entire month. You can advertise virtually anything if you're the winner at auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun across several ponds to Australia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
G'day, guys.
G'day,
Seth. Sounds like a good government-approved waterboarding would have sorted out that little 10-year-old.
Jeez. That's probably coming next.
Well, waterboarding isn't torture. George Bush said so.
That's right. Just quickly answer your question on the hemp as a fuel. The hemp oil that you extract could be used as a biofuel in diesel cars. So, yes, you could. I don't know the economics, but you could grow hemp and produce fuel to run cars from it.
Well, we are being you were told, Mark, by Ryan, who called in earlier. He sent you an online, I guess, email or something that said that apparently the energy density or something like that of hemp is just not sufficient.
Not to make gasoline, but that doesn't mean they could make some kind of biofuel.
Yeah. Look, not as gasoline. No, I agree with that. But as a biofuel to run in a diesel car, yes, you can use it.
Gotcha. And is it more? Am I right to about that you can grow more hemp per square foot than you can corn?
Anything?
I don't know the answer to that.
I believe that is the case. Richard, any other thoughts?
No, not unless you want to hear how the Australian government exercised their first use of our anti-terror laws.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Yeah, look, we had a poor Indian bloke over here who was connected. He was an Indian doctor here, connected with that car that was on fire being driven into the airport in Glasgow.
Oh.
They used the new powers they've given ASIO over here, our CIA equivalent, to hold him for 3 days without charge. Then they applied for another 5 days. So he was held 2 days in court till they were finally granted that. So he was held without charge for 10 days.
Mm.
Then when he applied then he was ultimately charged with recklessly supporting terrorism.
What the hell does that mean?
What it means in this case was when he left India, he said to his cousin, there you go, mate, just take my SIM card. And this guy, because it's still got a bit of money left on it, and his cousin then was involved in this terrorist plot. So he was charged with recklessly supporting
terrorism. Wait, because he gave his cousin something that had a little bit of money on it?
Like a dinner card?
Yeah, just like a phone card that had a little bit of money left, and he said, look, there you go, use it up, I'm not going to use it in Australia.
So it didn't matter whether or not he had any knowledge of the terrorism. Just because he was financially connected, he's being punished.
They're speculating that he should have reasonably suspected that his cousin was involved in terrorist activity.
It doesn't really seem quite a fair speculation.
Well, of course not.
It doesn't. Why would one speculate that at all?
Well, apparently, Mark, you should be aware and you should be investigating all of your family members as soon as you come across them, because they could all be connected to terrorism, and you don't want to get caught up in all this, do you? So if you don't want to get caught up in one of our terrorism investigations, then you better start investigating everyone you know.
And remember the children. And the final kicker for this poor bugger was that he applied for bail. As soon as he got granted bail, the immigration minister said, we don't want people of this character in this country, and cancelled his visa, and he went into a detention centre.
That's pretty scary, man.
It is. And, you know, it was funny. It was my wife, I have similar talks that Mark seems to have with his wife, but she turned around to me on this one and she said, you know, that's really crossing the line.
And you know what? Eventually, they're going to cross more and more people's lines. And I'm sorry that it's happening there in Australia. It seems like they're taking cues from both Great Britain and the United States. And I'm sorry you're going down that same path. I wish you a good weekend, and thanks for the call, sir.
Thanks.
800-259-9231.
It's the responsibility of every citizen to keep an eye on their government, to make sure that their government isn't participating in any kind of abuses.
Yeah.
You've got to look past the flag. It doesn't matter whether it's the Australian flag or the American flag. They're great flags. I love them. I'm a patriotic guy. You've got to look past the flag and look at the individuals in charge.
Right. I think that it's far more likely that the government's going to do something awful than a member of my family or my next-door neighbor. Let's go to the phones to Lakeland, Florida, listening on WLKF. It's Graham. Hello, Graham.
Good evening.
Graham, how are you?
Good. You mentioned a couple victimless crimes, and I'm going to have to disagree with you. You mentioned prostitution, which I don't believe is a victimless crime.
Why is that?
That's basically giving a person an opportunity to spread disease. Well, promiscuous sexual activity causes sexually transmitted diseases.
I would absolutely agree with you, Graham.
If that person is infected, every single person that prostitute sleeps with has become a victim.
Absolutely. You're repeating yourself. Yes, I absolutely agree that if somebody is knowingly spreading diseases, they're assaulting people. But in a world where prostitution was legal, then wouldn't people be concerned about diseases?
No more than they are now.
Oh, I think they'd be very, very concerned. And I think that likely people would want to frequent prostitutes that had been, I don't know, checked out and certified.
Here's a shocker for you. Did you know that in the state of Nevada, where prostitution is legal, the prostitutes are indeed checked and certified on a fairly regular basis by qualified personnel?
I did know that. I also know that the first person they sleep with after their test may have a disease, and they will spread that disease until they're tested the next time.
I bet that they're very concerned about that, and likely they use protection so that they don't get diseases, too.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
The fact is that illegal prostitution spreads far more diseases than legal prostitution.
Yep. And it's also, it puts the girls in danger of being raped and assaulted by dangerous Johns. It puts the Johns in danger of being robbed by less than scrupulous prostitutes and their gangbanger friends.
You don't think the laws actually stop prostitution, do you?
I think that it does discourage a lot of people from picking up prostitutes.
But what
people felt like they could do it without any consequence or repercussion, I think it would be far more rampant.
I would totally agree with you that the laws do make it so fewer people do it. But that doesn't change the fact that the danger is far more prevalent because these girls don't get certified now. They're driven underground.
Well, also what the laws do is the laws ensure that you'll always have streetwalking prostitutes, because the fact is that in today's world, 85% of the prostitution business are not streetwalking prostitutes. They're in-call girls and they're out-call girls. You don't know that they're there. But the fact is, if you were to legalize prostitution, all the streetwalking ladies would go away. Of course, hopefully we'll also legalize drugs at the same time, which is the reason a lot of the girls are on the streets in the first place, is because they're hooked on heroin and they're hooked on meth. They can't afford the black market prices, so they have to sell themselves in order to be able to buy that stuff from their pimps. So that would all go away because the price of drugs would be drastically cheaper. They wouldn't have those. If they had an addiction, they'd be able to afford it with a job at McDonald's, and they wouldn't be able to walk the streets because they wouldn't be able to compete with the prostitutes running businesses from legitimate business locations. They would just run the streetwalkers out of business. So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to legalize, sir.
You bring up another legitimate point, which is drugs, and you also listed drug use as a victimless crime. But in the same breath, you said that 85% of all crimes are drug-related, whether it's possession or somebody breaking into a house for money for drugs.
Right.
If you legalize drugs, they're still not going to have the money for drugs. They're still going to
Yes, they will. You've made a mistake there. Now, alcohol, when it was illegal, cost a heck of a lot more in real dollars than it does now. You don't see anybody breaking into anyone's house for beer money, do you, or for cigarette money? These are drugs. These are addictive substances. They're mind-altering. So, you know, obviously cigarettes are more addictive and alcohol's more mind-altering. But, I mean, we have drugs that are legal today.
Right, and all of the crimes we're talking about, the so-called crimes, they are totally consensual crimes. A person who engages in sex with a prostitute has consented, they understand the risks, and there are some risks. Anytime you have sex with anybody, whether or not you're paying them, you're risking disease. So why do you want to throw people in jail for that is really confusing to me.
You're wrong when you say that people don't break in to steal cigarettes and beer. They break into liquor stores every single day.
But to get money, they break into liquor stores for they rob liquor stores, not break into them so much, for money.
They rob liquor stores for money. They break in at night to steal cigarettes and beer.
It doesn't happen very often. Come on. You know that's the case.
Wouldn't you really rather have the crime that comes from cigarettes and alcohol, the minuscule amount of crime, than the crime that comes from crack?
The amount of crime, actually, if you calculate DUIs and accidents and death rates associated with DUIs,
I don't count that at all.
I would bet.
You know, Graham, we're short on time, and I wish we could talk to you more. I wish you'd call back at the beginning of an hour sometime, but I'd much rather have all these products be legal and available on the marketplace, take them out of the hands of criminals, take them out of the black market. You want to apparently enrich criminals. I mean, that's what you're doing by making these things black market
gangs.
Products.
Gangs are what control these things.
So, you know, you're putting your family in danger, and I hope you realize that. Call us back next week, Graham. Appreciate the time, and we'll be back Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.